Wisconsin's chief health officer, Seth Boldy, has what he calls a two-week checklist, things he's advising people to do in that time frame to prepare for the upcoming flu season. Individuals can get a seasonal flu shot. Businesses, he says, can link to the state's pandemic website and make plans for a possible decreased workforce. The time away from work or school is now less stringent than it was in the spring. Boldy says the CDC is recommending 24 hours after a fever has subsided.
That is, if the flu doesn't change. If the flu starts making people a lot sicker, we might need to look at more stringent recommendations.
The number of H1N1 cases in Wisconsin dropped off dramatically after the school year ended. So with schools starting, health and education officials anticipate a resurgence. State Schools Superintendent Tony Evers says they'll close schools only when they think it's necessary to control the pandemic.
We believe it can be effective in restraining the disease by removing kids from school instead of closing the whole school. But also, anytime you close a whole school for any number of days, kids aren't learning.
Health officials want to avoid what they call a medical surge. Boldy advises those with flu symptoms to call a doctor first, save the ER for serious life-threatening symptoms. Until a vaccine for H1N1 is available, he says ward up the flu with hand washing, covering a cough, and staying home when sick. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.